Hi, guys, it's Phil Hendry, and welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming up on Saturday night, I will be live at the UCB on Sunset, Upright Citizens Brigade Theater on Sunset in Hollywood at 9 o'clock, May 25th. I hope you can join me for that show. I hope you can be there. I hope you can run on over and grab yourself a ticket or two at the UCB box office. They're online at, I believe it's sunset.ucbtheater.com. Theater spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E, by the way, the Europa style. But if you can be there, it'll be fantastic. If not, I understand some of you live many, many moons away. I bring that up because I'd like to encourage you to come and, you know, see us do the show, but also because tonight we're going to hear a classic from our archives, because I've been up to my nose in rehearsing and writing this. And so tonight we're going to give you another classic today. We'll give you another classic archive bit. And this is from April of 2004. And this is a gem that I just happened upon. Jim Sadler and his fellow dentists want legal protection taken against complainers and scaredy cats, as they are responsible for increased suicide rates among dentists. I have no idea whether that was an actual thing I read in a newspaper. I remember when the Jim Sadler character was created. It was way back in 1990. He was actually a character that I created for an audition tape that I did. And at that time, his name was Dr. Howard Powell. And we didn't know whether it was Powell or Pow. It was a whole speech impediment thing. Plus, he'd lost half of his tongue in a lion taming accident. We had a whole backstory on this guy. But he was originally a dentist, and then I think he was a psychiatrist for a while. At one point, he was a veterinarian. And now I think he's back to just being a regular doctor. But at this point, he was a dentist. I don't even know if was in San Diego at this time. He's just like one of these, I think he's like a criminal doctor who does all kinds of stuff and doesn't have a license for it. Anyway, here is Dr. Jim Sadler. It's from April of 2004, as Dr. Sadler, one of the least sensitive doctors in the history of the world, a guy with absolutely no bedside manner, talks to us about his fellow dentists needing legal protection against scaredy cats and crybabies, because they're the ones that are causing all these dentists to commit suicide. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is just an example, by the way, of the 35,000 hours of archive material that we have, and the backstories that you get, and the background that you get on how the characters were created, and the why the bit was created. You get all of that on our website, philhendryshow.com. Get over there, get a subscription to our website, and all of this is yours. You can access it morning, noon, or night. Let's listen to Dr. Sadler and find out just exactly what, you know, what went wrong with him on this particular occasion. Dr. Sadler and the dentists.
And now, the Phil Hendry Show with Phil Hendry. And now, here's Phil Hendry.
Understand the tragedy of it, right?
Well, the leading cause of suicide among many dentists is the relationship with the patient.
And we're talking about suicide among dentists is quite frequent, right? Or is
it is a tragic proportions. There are many dentists who are, and I'll put this in dentists who are unable to deal with a lot of people who are so-called afraid of the dentist, and this takes a terrible toll on the dentist, because this is something that he has to hear all of the time.
What is it specifically that dentists, whether in America or internationally, is feeling when he hears someone say, I'm afraid of going to the dentist, I'm afraid of the needle, that we often hear people say?
Well, there are a lot of feelings. Primarily the feelings are those of the ones that you would imagine, disgust, a feeling of exasperation.
Disgust with the patient?
Disgust with the patient, exasperation with the patient, impatience. There's a certain element of loathing of a patient. You get irritated hearing it over and over again. Doctor, are you going to use a needle? Doctor, are you going to give me the needle? Doctor, I'm afraid of dentists. It's not unlike perhaps the experience of police officers. What is happening, Phil, if you are a dentist, like a police officer, you're seeing day after day the less flattering side of the human race. Anyone in the service industry, waitresses, cashiers, they can all attest to this. But with the dental profession, you have to deal with more of it than you'd like, with people who are, again, and again, I want to put this in the quotes, afraid of going to the dentist.
Why do you put that into quotes? Because you hear it a lot?
Because you do. You hear it a lot. And it's after a while it goes in one ear and out the other. If you don't let this sort of water roll off your back, you can begin to what I call see the red mist come down. You feel feelings of rage, and you lose patience. So you're so thoroughly disgusted. I can see a man or a woman, a dentist, coming home from the office. We're talking about the frequency of suicide.
Do you know what the suicide rate among dentists is?
I don't know the specific numbers, but I can tell you from a human point of view, it takes a horrible toll to imagine a man or woman tired and depressed, staring at the hardwood grain surface of the desk, reaching into the lower left-hand drawer, pulling out a .38, and leaving leaving what little of your brains you have left all over, you know, a new French door that your wife had installed. It's
what? Dentists are disgusted, therefore, with people who keep saying that they're afraid of the dentist, that they don't like the needle. And this is because they're disgusted with the fear or disgusted with...
Well, it's a sort of unrelenting complaint of people that they're afraid of going to the dentist. Look, we're in the 21st century, and one would think that the people of this century have grown up a little bit. You know, you just want to say, oh, grow up, you know? And there isn't a day that goes by that dentists all over the world have to deal with adults, children, the elderly, all races, all creeds, who are really rather off-putting with their fear of the needle, and they don't want to have the filling, and they don't want to have the root canal.
All right, now, I have in front of me the Ashley Keene lawsuit. This is the family of Ashley Keene?
That's correct, yes.
And I want to talk about the lawsuit. I want to give her phone number out. I'm talking to Dr. Jim Sadler. He is a family dentist. You had a pediatric dental practice for a while.
That is correct, yeah.
Which you gave up because you were tired of hearing the kids crying about it, but now the needles and everything, but now the adults do.
The adults do it just as much as the kids, that is correct. And the Ashley Keene incident, her family's been coming to me for 22 years.
Dentists want protection against... something that you're going to describe as a kind of a dental rage. You want protection against lawsuits because you feel, and other dentists feel, the time has come where you're just tired of hearing people say they're afraid of coming to the dentist.
Absolutely. And Phil...
Let me get into the lawsuit, if I could.
Yes, sir.
You've been sued by the Keene family.
And without merit, I want to add.
All right, well, let me just read it. The family alleges that Ashley, who is 17 years old, correct?
That is correct, yes.
She was in for a dental filling.
That is correct. It was a primary first molar, yes.
She was afraid of the dentist chair, and she was complaining about she didn't want the Novocaine.
Well, she was complaining, I don't know how many times, about being afraid of the dentist. She asked me again, do I have to have Novocaine? Dr. Sadler, I'm so afraid of needles. And I remember specifically that day gritting my teeth because I didn't want to lose my temper, and I remember counting to 10. As one of the therapists that I've been seeing advised to do. And then she says, and I guess this is what pushed me over the edge, she said, can I have some Ambisol, which is a topical anesthetic that you can buy in a drugstore. And that's what my lawyer and I both point to as the reason for the incident.
Well, the incident, you're holding a dental hypodermic needle, and you had begun to inject the Novocaine into her gum.
Correct.
When you claim she made some statement.
She said, ow, it hurts. I started to give her a shot of Novocaine, which you do when people need any kind of root work or dental filling work. And she said, ow, or she made some whiny sound, and that's when...
What you did is, your attorney... says you jammed the needle deep into her gum, hitting a nerve and causing partial paralysis of the left side of her jaw.
I'd like to explain.
Now, your attorney's claiming a psychiatric malady.
Let me explain. The Alliance for Dental Progress, of which I am a chairman, recognizes the very viable psychosocial disorder called dental rage, which has dentists have contended with for hundreds of years. But only now is it being recognized.
This is brought on by the continual numbing complaint, as you say, that people are afraid of dentists. You use the word they're whining about it, they're complaining about it, and it gives rise to feelings of rage and possible violent episodes among dentists.
You have to understand to hear morning, noon, and night, you know, I'm afraid of coming to the dentist. if you want to walk around with breath, you want to walk, you know, with halitosis of the gums and breath that would kill a normal sized man, that's your business. But when you come to me, I will fix your teeth. You start in with, I'm afraid of dentists and I'm afraid of the needle. And now you're beginning to get into an area where, like I say, the red mist comes down. And
why does this cause such anger? When I, you know, dentists are...
Well, how would you like people saying to you, oh, I really don't want to listen to the Phil Hendry show, but I have to because it's my radio stuck on the dial. And they said it over and over again. We are addressing, for the very first time, in my knowledge, the very real problem of people sniveling and whining, about dentists, and they're afraid of the needle. And we are justifiably sick and tired.
You describe Ashley Keene as an upper-middle-class brat?
No, I did not, sir, no.
Who called her an upper-middle-class brat?
I said... I might have used the word brat. I said she was an upper-middle-class brat with around $7,000 of braces, $7,000 worth of braces in her face, and she's sniveling about needles and Novocaine.
All right, but what you're doing is you're justifying jamming a hypodermic needle deep into this kid's gum to the point where she lost feeling in part of her jaw.
They are what we are saying to patients. They're responsible. And that's what we're saying to the Keene family, that they're responsible. Now, I've known the Keene family for many years. I have been their primary family dentist for many years. I like Ashley personally, and I think she's a fine girl. Once she can just shut her mouth, but when she opens that mouth up and starts in with, I'm afraid of needles, and...
All right, well... I will say this, and you're asking the dental rage be recognized as an actual psychological malady, and that you not be sued.
This is what the alliance is asking for, and I don't think it's too much to ask of a people that have been nonstop, you know, like my wife says, bidi, you know, with the mouth going all the time. I don't like needles. I don't like dentists. The dental chair scares me. Do I have to come in? And I want to just you find yourself wanting to pick up. And I've got some very heavy equipment in my office. I wanted to pick up an entire hygienist machine one afternoon and throw it through a window, and we're three floors up. Because here it came again. Ow, ow, you know.
Are you afraid of the dentist? Are you afraid of going to the dentist? Are you afraid of needles? As a matter of fact, my sons just went in today for wisdom teeth extraction, so we're dealing with it. Dr. Jim Sadler is with us. He is a family dentist. He's the chairman of an organization called Alliance for Dental Progress. They want dental rage to be recognized as a viable malady caused by people constantly complaining about needles and dentists. Now, he admits, and this is a lawsuit filed by the family, that when a girl who had come to see him for a filling went ow or complained about the pain of the needle, I think, Janice, he instinctively jammed it deeper into her gum, causing a nerve to be hit and paralysis. What I find interesting is he says he is justified in this. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show, 2 feet shorter than models. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Dr. Jim Sadler joins us. He is a dental doctor, dental surgery, and he is, among other dentists, involved in an organization called Alliance for Dental Progress. They want protection against individuals who are afraid of the dentist, who are afraid of the needle, and who justifiably anger dentists when they continually complain about it. And we're going to go to some phone calls here, Dr. Sadler, if we can take some calls from the audience.
I'd be happy to, Phil, but I want to make one comment, and that is this. Remember that you need the dentist a lot more than the dentist needs you. Without us, your teeth are growing. You'll have unhealthy gums. You will obviously have a very unhealthy physiology, and that's not a good thing. Treat your dentist with some respect and quit whining and sniveling and you know, it pisses me off. and pardon my language, but it
I just need to keep the language a little clean.
Well, it bothers me to hear them, ow. I can still remember this girl, Ashley Keene, when I put the needle in her mouth and I went to apply what would be 7 primary injections for, she had a first primary molar, type 9 decay. And she goes, and I said, oh boy, here we go. Man, she's really asking for it.
This is, I believe it's Michelle. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Dr. Jim Sadler. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying that, you know, if the doctor really thinks that he has a diagnosable mental problem, then he should be practicing to begin with.
No. You don't understand. It's like phobia. In other words, if you have a fear, hold on for a minute, ma'am, because if you're not a doctor, you don't understand what I said. If one has a fear of heights, if one has a fear of these kinds of, these are phobias. The fact is that road rage is also considered to be a neurosis. What we're trying to say is it should be obviously listed by the APA and therefore make us immune to lawsuits.
No, therefore you should not practice.
Well,
I'm an EMT, okay? And we have to
good
go
for
by
you.
Certain
so you,
code.
So you know how to lift a body bag into the back of a truck. I'm trying
exactly,
to say.
Exactly.
All right, hold
right.
on.
And I know
so you're
that
not
we
a
have to go by a certain code of ethics.
You're not a doctor.
Our number one code of ethics is do no harm.
You're
and
not
I
a doctor, so you don't have a code
something
of,
like that.
You don't have a code of ethics. Your code of ethics is who's making the coffee, you know. And,
no,
and,
we have
and,
a code
and
of ethics,
and
it's do no harm.
You know.
And if I have a patient and
well,
they're
okay,
crying,
let me
not wanting a needle, we don't
through,
give them one.
Let me cut through all of this. I don't think you're saying, doctor, that you didn't do anything wrong.
What I'm saying is it was provoked. That's what happened. I was provoked, as many dentists are provoked every day, by somebody whining. Ow. Let me ask you, Michelle, let's cut through all of the manure here. Are you afraid of needles?
No.
All right. Then you and I got no problem.
Yeah,
but if you're afraid
no
of needles, you and I have
however,
got a problem. As an EMT, the people you pick up are usually dead, so you don't have
that's
people
not
complaining.
True. That's not always true. We pick up people that range from little children all the way to adults. That
can I ask you a question?
Range from a headache.
Can we just get right? Do you get your kicks by turning the siren on and all that stuff?
No.
Why are you asking this?
Because I know a lot of EMTs. They get their cheap thrills turning sirens and whistles on and screaming through red lights.
Okay, now that might be a different state. Now,
well,
in Georgia, if you
know.
Do that without a reason, that is against the law. That is one of our ethical things that we do not do.
But
like,
if you're not afraid
of whining, saying, please don't give me a needle, we don't jam it into their arms.
Oh, I see. So what you do is you let them just scream in agony. Is that it? From the, are you kidding me?
Or
what?
With not wanting the needle.
Are you kidding me?
What? Some more stress giving them the needle.
No, you have to give them something to treat the pain. I question whether you're really an EMT. What's EMT stand for?
Emergency medical technician.
Have you ever put a leg cast on a coworker just for fun?
Not for fun, no.
Because what happens, Phil, a lot of these EMTs sit around and they put on casts on each other just to see what it looks like.
And apparently
why?
You go home and you kill small animals
because they don't do because they got
also.
Nothing to do, you know.
All right, well, I don't know
apparently
what we're doing
here. Apparently go home and you kill small animals just to get a kick off of it to see, you know, what thrill you might get.
So what if I do?
Because you sound like a masochist.
So what if I do? Why am I a masochist?
What do you mean? Do you enjoy the pain you inflict?
I don't enjoy giving pain. Do people enjoy giving me pain when they go, I don't want to have a needle? How many
they
times do they...
They're physical pain on you.
Jesus. Oh, please.
They are not injuring you.
Deborah, go ahead.
Yes, I really think that you are a sorry dentist. I've been to several dentists, and I've never had anybody with an attitude like yours.
Well, let me ask, why do you go to so many different dentists?
To find a good one, because there's so many bad ones out there.
Because you're afraid of needles, that's why. That's why people go from dentist to dentist, because they're afraid maybe some guy's got a, you know.
Well, why do people go from dentist to dentist? Because maybe they move?
Well, they want someone who won't use a needle. They got some topical anesthetic.
Can I explain myself? Can you let me explain, please? There are good dentists in this world and there are bad, and believe me, I've had a couple of bad ones, and I've got a real good one right now.
I bet you complain. I bet you complain all the way to the ADA, don't you?
No, I sure don't, sir. The thing I can't understand is how can you call yourself a professional when you contact...
Ma'am, I am board certified in dental surgery.
That's fine.
I taught at the University of Southern California Dental School.
That kind of pain on a patient.
Why would you do that? That's not ethical. It was a knee-jerk reaction from someone that was trying to provoke me.
Give me a break. There ain't a dentist in this world that'd have a knee-jerk reaction like that.
You want to... Well, I can certainly give you the names of the members of the Alliance for Dental Progress. Many dentists who are sick and tired of listening to people like you complain about the needle. So you go from one dentist to the next until you find some witch doctor that'll pull your teeth,
using an
herbal application or something.
Are
you one of these people who wants nitrous?
I have my shots, but that doesn't mean I got to like them.
You are afraid of needles.
No, I'm not afraid of needles, sir. I just don't care for the pain of them.
There is no pain.
Oh, give me a break.
Mr. Henry, I've got a lot of dental work in my mouth. I'll bet you do.
And I have had several shots, but you know
you're indicting yourself, ma'am. The reason why you have so much dental work is your teeth are so rotten because you don't go to dentists.
No, you're wrong.
Afraid of needles.
You're wrong. My God.
Well, no, I mean, you're indicting yourself.
You give the dental profession a bad name because basically...
Well,
you're the one that makes the child afraid to go to the dentist. Therefore, they grow up to be an adult to be afraid of dentists.
I'm the leading dentist in Southern California for bleach work. I bet you badger the dentist to give you nitrous, don't you? That's it.
I do not. All right. Never had it.
Hold on, Deborah.
The Bill Henry Show is back.
Dr. Jim Sadler joins me from the Alliance for Dental Progress. They have proposed legislation along the lines of national recognition among insurance commissioners that dental rage, that is dentists who are forced into a state of anger over the continual complaints of dental patients over the needle and the pain and so on and so forth. And a lot of people are asking, before we go back to our phones, Dr. Sadler, why be in a profession where people are going to complain?
Oh, hold on. I heard that question.
No, but why be in a profession where people are going to complain about the pain?
Hold on. I heard that question. Mr. Henry, you go to a dentist, do you not?
Of course. I go to a dentist.
You go to a dentist, so you don't fly from one dentist to the next like the last lady I talked to, who's probably got breath like a... You know, we used to say she's got a mouth like the Romanian army spent the night in it, you know, where it's just a stench is from the kimono dragon stench, because there is a fair amount of progressive halitosis and gum disease. There is probably stage 4 or 5 decay, and there is gum line atrophy. There is enamel atrophy. And then they come to us and they complain about the needle. Now, I had a woman who came to see me.
Now, this was the first time you recognized that you had a problem with these people?
I haven't. The first time was, I mentioned, about 7 years ago, a woman who had come in for a crown on a root canal. And the tooth was rotted clean out of her skull. And she would not shut up about the pain. And I found myself getting almost, it was a pleasurable feeling, I remember, allowing the crown to slip down her throat. I let her.
You let her swallow a gold crown?
It was, yes. And I knew it felt good for me to see that happen. And she choked, and I said, it's all right, and we got it out of her. But I realized then that either I've got a big problem or my patients have a problem. And I came to the conclusion we both do. I am getting angry, justifiably so, over big, strong, grown men with chest hair and muscles coming in and saying, Doctor, I hope I don't have to have any, you know, this kind of thing. Please don't give me a shot, so on and so forth.
Well,
what?
Well, the fact that you dropped a gold crown down a woman's throat because she was complaining is she could have choked to death on that.
No, she wasn't going to choke to death. What I wanted to do is, if you want to know, I wanted to put something else down her throat. And I don't mean to be crude. But
it is crude, sir.
I'm sorry?
It is crude.
Well, forgive me, but I'm trying to make a point about something that's suffered by a great many dentists, Mr. Henry.
All right, but you can make your point probably in a much better way. Here is Joe on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, I'm Joe Rick from Kansas City, and I'm a registered nurse.
and I am professional, and I certainly do have a code of ethics. And this is like saying that every time I start an IV and someone complains about a fear of an IV needle, I would jam it through their arm. I think what I'm hearing
You might, if you heard it too much. You might. And,
no,
and I would say to you, Joe, if you're
not
a professional, you don't know when you're ready to crack. And I think
if I reach that point, it's my responsibility as a professional to know when I'm ready to crack. And because I have respect for human dignity of my patients, I acknowledge their fear.
What is dignified about? What is dignified about somebody who's had needles their whole life crying like a sniveling grandmother because she's going to get another shot?
I am the professional person. It is not my job to question the fears of my patients.
Wait a
second. It is my job to deal effectively with it or to not practice.
Wait a minute. You're practice. You're a nurse. Wait, you're a, what do you mean practice? You're a nurse. Practice what? Practice getting out the wooden tongue to practice for the doctor?
Practice nursing.
Wait a minute. She's a registered nurse.
I have a PhD in nursing, as a matter of fact. I am a nurse educator.
Yeah, I got a PhD in yoga.
I have been an intensive care nurse.
Wait a minute,
I got to
jump in here, Joe. I want to jump in here. Do you not have respect for registered nurses?
I'm a dentist.
But you work with dental hygienists. You work with professionals that are not that are not doctors.
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, why give this woman a hard time?
You know something? I went to school a total of 12 years. Still, not only for my doctorate, I also written my master's thesis.
I'm board certified,
and I've got a golf tournament named after me. Hello?
That is really a recommendation for your professionalism, is having a golf tournament named after you. I have gone to school 21
years. No, I don't think you do. They don't have the Joe Golf Tournament in Kansas City, do they?
I have a PhD in nursing.
Oh, boy.
I am an educator. And I am very knowledgeable.
So, Joe, this is Phil Henry, Joe. Let me ask you.
Yes.
You have given many an IV. You have placed many a needle in an arm for IVs. You have given many a needle into an arm for a blood test.
Catheters.
Yeah,
and
catheters.
And whined about that.
And people will complain about this. Does this get on your nerve?
Wait a minute. You're asking a nurse. Am I the guest?
Yes, sir.
Well, then can I be asked the question?
And I am the caller.
Yeah, but I'm higher up than you because I'm the guest.
Wait a second.
I would disagree with that. I would say you have some ego issues, but you need to not practice if you cannot handle your temper. And to me, that's the end of it.
My 21 years of school and you're still not a doctor?
Sir,
yeah,
could you be,
that's
well,
the way to get in there.
I could be,
right,
but
okay,
I'm
look,
a nurse.
Go ahead, Joe.
Could I say one thing?
Yes, go ahead, Joe.
21 years.
That's right. And I'm a very smart nurse.
You sound,
as
go
are
ahead,
many
Joe.
Nurses.
Go ahead, Joe.
You know, it's just totally unprofessional of you, in my opinion, to not acknowledge pain. Pain is whatever the person says it is. You do not know if people are in pain.
I'm giving them a shot for the pain. I'm giving them a shot for the pain.
People have
almost
a universal fear of needles. It's almost universal.
All right, let me ask Dr. Sadler a question. Dr. Sadler. You found yourself losing patience with people that were complaining about needles and dental chairs.
Mr. Hendry, and to the lady on the line, the dental profession suffers a higher suicide rate than any other medical practice. The reason is the perception that people have of my colleagues and I as being the inflictors of pain. We've done everything that we can for these people, and yet they still cry and snivel. Now, in order not to throw a $15,000 x-ray machine through a window, jam a needle in a little deeper just to get a little kick.
No.
What are you trying to tell
me? You need to go find something else to do with your life.
Right. Okay, Joe, thank you very much.
Nobody sees people in any worse condition than a nurse in the hospital.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dr. Kildare.
Okay.
Anyway, Joe, thank you. You're very dismissive and derisive of nurses.
I'm lying. I didn't understand.
You're very dismissive and derisive of nurses. I wonder why.
I'm not. I have nurses that work for me. When they call up and start talking like they're Dr. Zorba on Ben Casey, you know, remember the guy with the fright wig that did the whole man, woman?
Yeah, I know that guy.
They suddenly you think they're running the hospital. The highest suicide rate among medical practitioners, dentists, because people... We can't do enough for people. I know what I'm doing, you know. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting here in a pool hall, and I carry around with me, I've got a portable drill, and, here, did you hear that?
What is that?
It's a handheld drill. It's a dental drill that you can use at any time. And the guys in here, I can assure you, they don't care about needles. And there are many evenings, if a fight breaks out, I'm right down here at Jackson Family Pool in Canoga Park. And there's many a night when a fight will break out and a guy needs some dental work. And I'm not kidding you. I can use this drill system. All right, and I can perform work on these guys without anesthetic, and it's so gratifying to know.
You're fixing the teeth of guys that on a work night are in a bar fight in a bar someplace, and it's gratifying?
It's a hell of a lot more gratifying than having some 17-year-old Sherwood Country Club brat with about $50,000 worth of steel in her face and saying, ew. You know, if she's going to say ow when someone puts something in her mouth, she ought to wait until her husband...
All right, I do not want to have these comments on my show.
Mr. Hendry...
I do not want these things to be addressed in this manner, sir. And your manner, I might add, bespeaks someone who is, someone who haunts pool halls and bars on a work night.
Oh, so you're better than me, is that it?
No, you know what, something? I go home to my family on a work night, man. I'm not out at a pool hall. Lisa, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I think he's drinking because earlier it was he didn't call her a brat and it was only $7,000 worth of braces.
I'm speaking of two different women. I'm speaking of two different people. My family practice...
I am terrified of dentists, but it has nothing to do with needles. Absolutely nothing. And I have found a wonderful dentist, and I've been with him for years.
Well, why are you afraid of dentists?
It's the smell. It's the sound. It's not being in control.
It's a phobia. It's a phobia. Like, I have a fear of heights.
Oh, look, Mr. Henry, don't start making her feel better but because you're afraid of... A fear of heights is understandable. If you fall, you'll die. A fear of a Novocaine needle? This is not...
You know, let me ask you this. If you hate your job, the patients, the whining, then why do you do it?
If they don't like the dentist, why do they come to one? See? They need me more, and all I need is a drill and a cotton ball to stop the bleeding, and I'm one hell of a dentist.
So you're pretty much in it for the money because you sound miserable.
I don't like to... And listen to this, Lisa. Bet you that makes you nervous, doesn't it?
No.
Okay, so what's the point?
Well,
you know...
Does it make you nervous?
No, because you're an ass. An ass is going to scare me.
That doesn't make you nervous.
What is the point, sir?
Well, I'll tell you what the point is. If you don't like needles, you can go down here to Long Beach.
I donate blood 3 times a year. I'm not afraid of needles.
You go down here to Long Beach. They got some credit dentists that work down there. These guys are top-notch. They'll deal with a cavity by filing your teeth down because they've got more experience filing down the buck teeth of those Chinamen that are coming off of every freighter in from Harbin.
Is this caller even real?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm telling you, Mr. Hendry, that... The Alliance for Dental Progress, noting the suicides among dentists, is tired of it.
If this is really a true call,
wait a second. Are you really a call? Are you really a caller?
I would ask, because I'm kind of agreeing with the caller, are you putting us on?
I beg your pardon, sir.
Are you making a joke?
What have I said that is a joke? The fact that I've got colleagues that are killing themselves, does the lady find that funny?
No, I was just wanting you to be at the front of the line if this is sincere.
You want to be at the front of the line for what?
No, you.
The front of the line for what? For you?
No.
What are
you talking? I've got my dentist.
I wasn't speaking in terms of dental matters.
No, you were speaking in terms of suicide.
Did you ever see the movie Marathon Man?
No.
In that film, Dustin Hoffman plays a writer who runs afoul of a Nazi who worked in a concentration camp as a dentist. Now, you can well imagine the sadism. And yet, when I go to see that film and I watch Laurence Olivier drilling Dustin Hoffman's teeth without the use of anesthetic, there's a release. I get a release.
Well, then, obviously, you're not happy in your position. Obviously, you are not happy if you have to watch a movie to get a release.
You're getting some kind of a kick out of watching some sadist drill a guy's teeth?
and you're getting excited playing a little drill in the bar in front of me, it doesn't bother me.
No, ma'am. I do work on the guys. These are real men around here. They get in a bar fight, teeth come out, I drill them, they're done, they go home.
All right, the teeth come out, you drill the teeth that come out?
No, I do not. I am able to file down certain... I'm not going to talk to you. I'm just going to play the drill now.
What are we doing here?
Well, she doesn't want to believe what I... Hey, listen. You remember the line, is it safe? Is it safe, Lisa?
All right, Lisa, thank you very much. Let me go to Yvonne. Yvonne, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
How you doing there, Phil?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I was just listening. I'm up here in Canada here, and I'm not a doctor, and I'm nothing special. I drive a truck for a living, but I've been listening to your radio show.
Ever been into bars?
Oh, sir, I'm not calling to talk about bars. If you've got a mental problem, sir, address your mental problem.
Well, that's side work. I do a lot of bar work.
I'm talking to Phil right now, sir. Give me a little respect.
I'm the guest. You're supposed to talk to me. I'm the guest. What are you laughing about?
Well, Phil, I hope forward all this information to the young lady's lawyers for him admitting
it
earlier.
That's a very good point, Yvonne.
Yeah, because he admitted earlier that he got off.
Look it. Listen to this. What's that the sound of, Yvonne? That's a Chinaman. That's a Chinaman having his buck teeth sanded down.
I think you're going to be looking for a lot of teeth for yourself there in the future, my friend, if you got that attitude, that's for sure.
Here's the sound of a Chinaman having his buck teeth sanded down. Ah, fool. Ah, fool. Here's the sound after he had his teeth sanded down. Ah, fool.
Are you an idiot or something, man? I'm trying to find out what you're doing with this lawsuit. This man's got a good point. I'm going to take the tape of this and forward it to your attorneys.
Hey, my attorneys?
I mean, to the young lady's attorneys.
Hey, doctor, can I ask you a question, please? Can I ask you a question, doctor?
Certainly.
Okay.
I would use scope.
Now, as far as, do you believe in wife beating?
Do you believe in
wife beating?
Yes, I do. Very much so.
Okay, why is it? Because it's their fault? They made you do it?
Yes, they made me do it. My wife makes me do it, I know that. Hey, Yvonne, is it safe? Is it safe? You know what, you're afraid of needles.
All right, listen,
especially Canadian, huh?
And we'd have fun with you up there.
They got dentists up there yet? I was thinking open up a practice up in Moose Jaw.
Will you turn that off?
Sorry.
Dr. Jim Sadler. They're sanding down Chinaman's teeth. It's the Phil Henry Show. There it is, today's Phil Henry Show. A little taste of our classic archive. And you can hear that and 34,999 other hours of classic material at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Dr. Jim Sadler from April of 2004 when he was a dentist. One hell of a dentist. Get tickets for our show coming up Saturday night at UCB Theater. Phil Henry and Friends, UCB Sunset. And there's a link on our fan page at Phil Henry Show. Facebook.com/Phil Henry Fans. There's also a link at Phil Henry Show, our Twitter account. There's links everywhere, man. There's one on our BSP page. Just go to sunset.ucbtheater.com. World Famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.